95.9 The Hawk, number one for classic rock. It's Lauren, and I have Brian Bassett, the lead slide guitarist from Foghat, on the line with us today. Hi, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing great, Lauren. How are you doing?
I'm doing so good. I had the privilege of interviewing Rodney back in February before your last Golden Nugget show, and I saw you guys perform then, so I'm so glad you're coming back in October.
Oh, it's one of our favorite places. We love playing there. Staff treats us like gold, and well, it is the Golden Nugget, so great stage, and we hope you have a great crowd there.
Oh, man. We just love boogieing down with you, and you mentioned the staff there. I mean, Dave Gilley, he told me to make sure I told you that you are the best slide guitarist he's ever worked with, so there's that.
Wow, how nice of him to say that.
It's true, though. It's incredible. You've been with Foghat now about, what, 24 years?
Yeah, 24 years straight, and you also played with Lonesome Dave for 4 years in the mid-80s to early 90s. So pushing on, I guess, 28 altogether.
Wow. That's
a long time.
Yeah, that's incredible, your history there. And I know you also have a history with Molly Hatchet and with Wild Cherry, so very exciting stuff.
Well, we had a great time with Hatchet, and I spent 7 years there and did 3 albums with them, and they're still out on the road. We run into them every once in a while. I get to say hi to my old friends. And Wild Cherry, that was when I was in my 20s, so it's a while ago. But, having that big song is really exciting for us young guys.
I know, and you work it into the set now. So didn't you used to only play a little bit, and now you play, like, the whole song, which, I mean, we all look forward to, let's face it, for sure.
Yeah, it's we did a little snippet of it when we did introductions, and people kept saying, why don't you play more of the song? So Roddy said, I'll sing it. So, we throw it in there. A little off, it's not quite Foghat-ish, but it's a song that everybody just jumps up and likes to dance to, so it's fun to play it.
Yeah, it's funky and it's totally fun. And 52 years Foghat, you've had all those opportunities. I mean, and then you make this new album, Sonic Mojo, which could be the best name for an album ever, by the way. And then
we went around with different names, and that one kind of stuck.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. The artwork's nice for it, too.
I love it, and I love the two new releases you guys have. You have 2 singles out now. Driving On just feels like it's right. It just feels like Foghat, I love it so much. Your guitar work is amazing.
Oh, well, thanks so much. I like that one, too. It's a sort of like a swamp rock thing.
Exactly.
I worked for a blues record label for many years, Kingsnake Records, and we did a lot of southeastern blues artist, and I had a little swamp rock band during that time, and that sort of throws down to the south there, that song, a little bit. And I like the way it cranks up to a boogie at the end.
Definitely. And I was gonna ask you about your influences, because I know you're from the Burg, Pittsburgh. Did your influences stem from there?
Yeah, pretty much so. I mean, I think every guitar player my age was influenced by the British Invasion guys,
mm-hmm.
Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, Savoy Braun, who Roger was an original member of, with the great Kim Simmons,
mm-hmm.
who actually co-wrote 3 of the songs with us. Yeah, so he's Driving On is one of his, so he sent us some demos shortly before his passing, and we were hoping to have him play on the record like he did on our last album, Under the Influence. But unfortunately, his health got the better of him, and we lost him. But yeah, he submitted a couple songs that we really loved, and so I think we have 3 of them on the new album.
That must be so special for the band and for Roger. That's really cool.
Yeah, and he was wrote some great lyrics, and was a lovely guy. We loved him and really miss him.
Well, I'm from Chicago, so I'm very drawn to my roots as well in the Chicago blues. So is blues?
Sure.
Yeah, is the blues where your soul lies?
Yeah, of course, a lot of the great blues artists and, founded up there in those old record companies. And Kingsnake Records, we were a small independent blues label, so we had artists that a lot of our artists went on to sign with Alligator. We were a small label, and we tried to move some of our artists up to bigger labels. Bruce Aguilar's Alligator Records, which is based in Chicago, was a big part of the Kenny Neal, we did his original records, and Lucky Peterson, and Sapphire, the Upbeat Blues Women. So a lot of those were recorded in our studio in Florida, and they all moved on to Alligator, and did many, many albums after that. So, that was sort of our motto down there. We were looking for new artists and trying to break them. And, mm-hmm. of course, this is when I started there. It was still vinyl. It was almost pre-CD. CDs were just coming on the market. So to have artists be able to record and have product, when they toured around the country to sell and get into some of the one-stop record stores and played on college radio and the blues stations across the country. That was a big deal back then. I just wanted to say about Pittsburgh, it was a great city, great music town. There was a lot of blues bands there, but there, you know, it was very diverse. And there was hundreds of clubs to play, and that's not really that much of an exaggeration.
Yeah.
I mean, there's, like, you could play five nights a week, and probably not unlike Chicago, really. But
yeah,
there was
similar.
A lot of club work. And a lot of original music, which was unusual. You know, everybody played 4 hours a night, and, you know, which helped you learn your craft, really. You know, you get learned to, you know, do three sets of the hit records on the top 40, and then, you know, you get to do some of your own original material. So it was a real great music city. So it was that really, you know, that ability to play so much when you're young has really helped to form, you know, me and my career.
All those genres, like you said, jazz. My mind's like racing with everything that, and the original songs. I love that. And you guys have that original driving blues sound, but on this new album that comes out November 10th, Sonic Mojo, what other like styles were you guys going for? I know you do southern rock stuff. You have some funk stuff. Tell
you know,
us.
There's 12 tracks on here, and it's funny, when I was mixing the record, it sort of paired off in, like, you know, in sets of two. We actually have a couple country leaning songs. Roger Earl's brother, Colin, sent a song that was a tribute to Hank Williams, and so that has a little, and he, you know, wrote the basic chords for it, which were, you know, a country sort of construction. So we lean a little bit that way too, and I get to play a little country slide, and then we have a couple swamp rockers, a couple straight up rockers, mm-hmm. and a couple pretty deep blues ones that we, you know, Foghat always through the years has covered, you know, done rocked up versions of old blues songs. And we did that on a couple tracks here. We do a Chuck Berry song, and I think we do a Willie Dixon song on the record as well.
I was going to ask you about the Chuck Berry song because, I mean, that's so cool. I mean, it's very eclectic, and it's promised land, right?
Right. You know, and when you hear the song, like, you know, until you actually put Chuck Berry's voice to it, you go, oh, okay, I can hear him singing that song. So, you know, but it's a great, you know, cross-country story. You know, it's a, you know, trying to get to California, you know, and to play a gig, I guess, you know, but it's a really great song.
That's awesome. I know you mentioned a couple things. You were mixing the album. That means, you know, people don't know you're all these titles. You're the recording engineer, you're the producer, you got the slide guitar, you do all these things. It's just incredible.
You know, it makes it a lot easier for us. And, you know, talking about King Snake Records, you know, I spent 15 years there as an engineer, and I think we did well over 100 records in that time. For indie artists and blues artists. And, you know, that was pretty much my second love all along was the technical side of it, recording and mixing. And I still do that with some of my friends. Speaking of blues, Victor Wainwright, I've worked with him, the great pianist, and a new young guy that just came out. We just mixed a blues album for my other friends that produce. So, yeah, that's, you know, we have a studio in Florida where we actually rehearse. And so when we get a spark of an idea, I have my recordings set up there, and you know, I just hit a few buttons and we're able to capture some things, which is great, you know. So, and once we got a collection of songs we really like, then we start working on, you know, doing a release. But it really makes it easy. We don't have to go to an outside studio. We mm-hmm. can just record at our leisure at our own place down here in Florida.
Well, keep it going, please, for the fans, because we love you guys and want to keep getting new music from you. I also know you have your own signature slide, right?
I do, yeah. It's a Rocky Mountain Slide Companies is a company in Colorado run by my buddy Doc, and I do have a signature slide. You know, it's a ceramic one, and he makes all kinds of really great ones, you know, of all kinds of materials. I'm actually playing a granite one right now, which I love. So, but I do have a signature one through his company, and he's been very generous over the years in supplying me with slides.
Well, the best thing I ever saw and saw you do is It Hurts Me Too. I was loving your last set. So what do we have to look forward to this time? Is there anything you guys are doing? Are you playing new stuff off the new album?
We are. We're doing, the last gig we did three songs off the new record. So, and pretty much the first three singles that we've, you know, the album comes out in its entirety in November.
Uh-huh.
But we're doing Driving On, and we are also doing a single that just came out, She's a Little Bit of Everything. And then another single is going to come out next month, right, you know, before the November full release. So that's in the set now, and we have a couple album release parties, so we're, you know, working on learning the whole album to perform at those concerts. And of course, you know, we'll play our hits that everyone likes to hear, and mm-hmm. Hurts Me Too still in the set. And then we have a couple other deep tracks, and of course, play the funky music thrown in there. So, yeah, it's going to be a nice, fun show.
Well, thank you so much. I mean, you guys are all about the music and sharing it live, and I know you don't just love to play. You literally live to play. I mean, you genuinely love to play, and that's what we come to see. That's the energy and all the, you know, appeal that you have to every generation. I can't tell you.
Yeah, well, thanks. And we do. I mean, you're exactly right, Joe. I mean, a band doesn't really stay together this long if you don't really like each other and really like to play. And, you know, our motto is we play for free. We get paid to travel. So, but you know, Roger always says that we could have fun in a cardboard box, you know, so just we'll show up and we have a lot of fun on stage. It's a high energy show. And, you know, we just like to goof around and we really just enjoy our time on stage together.
Well, thank you. And the spirit of Foghat lives on with, you know, you four members now, and you guys do it in such reverence to those before you. You're the undisputed kings of boogie rock. We're looking forward to getting down with you next Friday at the Golden Nugget, October 6th. And it's been a pleasure talking to you today. And let me know how our listeners, the links to your socials to grab that album, November 10th, Sonic Mojo, and how we could follow you.
Pretty much everything is on foghat.com. So you just go there and there's links to all kinds of things, the Foghat wine and our new record and merchandise.
Oh, yeah, your wine. That's right. Yeah, that's cool. Okay, good. Because
yeah, that's something Roger and his wife Linda, who's also our manager, have been doing for several years now. We had a really good friend, Dave Rasmussen, and out in California. So yeah, he works with a lot of small, high quality vineyards, and you know, approached us about doing a custom wine. He approached Roger really, and him and Linda would go out there, you know, at harvest time, and you know, watch how it was all done. And so, yeah, it's sort of a fun hobby, you know, and it's nice for promotional things. And plus, it's good wine, you know, so nothing wrong with that.
You guys figured it all out. You have it all covered, and you encapsulated the 52 years of Foghat. Can't wait to see you next Friday night, October 6th. Golden Nugget Live. Everybody be there. And thank you again, Brian Bassett.
Oh, my pleasure. And come on out. We love the Golden Nugget. We're going to have a great time.
Thank you again.